From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is taking aim at President Obama's record on the national debt. Steve Newborn of member station WUSF says it was the focus of a Romney campaign stop in St. Petersburg on Wednesday.
Mitt Romney went tireless and joked with a crowd of mostly retirees. Standing before a digital clock endlessly ticking up the amount of the national debt, he went on the offensive against President Obama.
This president's comfortable with trillion-dollar deficits. I'm not. I'll stop that. This is a president who's comfortable in cutting our military. I'm not. I will stop that. This is a president who is not taking advantage of our energy resources. Instead, he's taking your dollars and investing it in some of the little businesses of his campaign contributors.
This campaign debate will continue for just over 100 days. The nation's largest swing state will then be the home for the GOP National Convention. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
President Obama has presented the Medal of Honor to the widow of an Army specialist killed 40 years ago in Cambodia. Leslie Sabo Jr. sacrificed his life to save his comrades.
For decades, they never knew their less had died a hero. The fog of war and paperwork that seemed to get lost in the shuffle meant this story was almost lost to history.
The president says Sabo is credited with grabbing an enemy grenade and tossing it away before pulling the pin on his own grenade and charging the enemy position. The Chinese activist recently at the center of a diplomatic standoff is closer to filling out paperwork to travel to the United States. NPR's Frank Langfitt in Shanghai reports that Cheng Guangcheng is being told that the process should be completed within a matter of weeks.
Government officials delivered the paperwork to Chen in his Beijing hospital room. Chen said the government, quote, appears to be fulfilling its responsibility, according to the Associated Press. Chen threw a monkey wrench into Sino-U.S. relations when he made a daring escape from house arrest and sought refuge in the American embassy in Beijing. In a face-saving deal, China agreed to let Chen travel to the U.S. to study at New York University. A self-taught lawyer, Chen infuriated officials in China's Shandong province for fighting forced abortions, which are illegal under Chinese law. Chen's nephew, Chen Kugui, remains in custody. He was accused of attempted homicide for allegedly stabbing local government officials who beat him as punishment for his uncle's escape. Frank Langfitt, NPR News. Shanghai.
The number of foreclosures is going down in the United States, according to the foreclosure listing firm RealtyTrack. The company says in April, fewer homes were either seized by banks or received their first foreclosure notice. But on the state level, RealtyTrack says more home repossessions could be facing homeowners in Florida and many of the 25 other states where courts are required to sign off on seizures. This is NPR News. A judge has been sworn in to head the caretaker government in Greece. The rest of the new leadership will be sworn in Thursday to oversee the nation until next month's election. New research indicates that coffee drinkers may live longer than people who do not drink the beverage. NPR's Rob Stein has more on the story, published in the New England Journal of Medicine.
The study involved more than 400,000 middle-aged and elderly Americans. The more coffee they drank, the less likely they were to die during the 13 years researchers followed them. Those who consumed at least 2 or 3 cups a day were 10% to 15% less likely to die than those who didn't drink Java. When the researchers looked at specific causes of death, coffee drinking appeared to cut the risk of dying from heart disease, lung disease, strokes, injuries, accidents, diabetes, and infections. The researchers stressed that they can't be sure there is a cause and effect relationship here, and even if it is true, they have no idea why. But the researchers noted that coffee contains more than 1,000 compounds, including some that may have some health benefits. Rob Stein, NPR News.
A New York Times report suggests recent trade losses by JPMorgan Chase could be around $3 billion instead of the $2 billion recently announced. Chairman Jamie Dimon, who has said the loss amount could increase, survived a shareholders vote on his salary and 2 leadership positions at the bank. A group of shareholders is suing JPMorgan in New York. The Federal Reserve is trying to determine the extent of the trading losses, and the director of the FBI told a congressional panel on Thursday that the agency has launched a preliminary investigation into what happened. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.